Good evening and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where we keep you informed, up to speed, and occasionally well-fed. Tonight, we're covering important local updates, community initiatives, and the latest from around the region. The information you need without the fluff. Well, maybe just a little fluff. Today's show is sponsored by Faultline 395, keeping the Eastern Sierra stylish, layered, and ready for whatever the weather or the news cycle throws at us. And in case you needed a reason to celebrate, it's National Pound Cake Day. So if you feel compelled to mark the occasion with a dense, buttery slice of joy, we support that decision. Before we dive in, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local headline. And don't forget, our ESN Epic Eats poll for best pizza in the Eastern Sierra has officially been extended through March due to, let's just call them, pizza-related shenanigans. We're committed to keeping things as fair as possible, so be sure to cast your vote. Now here's what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. Rawson Canal Road in Bishop is closed as of Monday, March 2nd, so crews can make emergency repairs. The closure extends from East Line Street on the north end to just north of Buckley Pond No. 1. Officials say the road could remain closed for up to 8 weeks. During the closure, all vehicle and pedestrian access is prohibited. Drivers and residents are asked to follow posted signs and respect gate closures while crews work. For questions or concerns, you can email Owens Valley Community at ladwp.com or contact Community Liaison Leslie Figueroa at 213-98-24076. Mono County has launched a new public health vending machine program to expand free access to essential health and wellness supplies for residents. The program is a collaboration between Mono County Health and Human Services Public Health Division and the Mono County Office of Education. It's funded through a grant from the California Department of Public Health. A vending machine has been installed at the Mammoth Lakes Library, and a second machine has been placed in Chalfont through a partnership with Latin Market 2. Public health vending machines provide 24/7 anonymous access to prevention and life-saving resources, helping reduce barriers such as cost, stigma, and limited operating hours, particularly in rural communities like Mono County. Dispersed health supplies includes, but is not limited to, naloxone, fentanyl test strips, menstrual hygiene kits, COVID tests, and tobacco quit kits. For more information, contact the Mono County Public Health Division at 760-924-1830 or visit their office.
In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock.
Inyo Mono and Alpine counties have launched the Eastern Sierra Outdoor Recreation Survey to gather input from residents, visitors, and local businesses. Officials say outdoor recreation plays an important role in the region's economy, culture, and environmental stewardship, and the survey is intended to inform future planning and investments. Participants will be asked about their experiences, recreation preferences, and views on how recreation infrastructure and management can better serve communities and visitors across the Eastern Sierra. Insights from the survey are expected to help local leaders and partners understand recreation patterns, economic impacts, and priorities for improvements while supporting collaborative planning efforts. The survey takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. To take part, visit the link provided on Eastern Sierra Now. For more information, media inquiries can be directed to PIO JT Chevalier at 530-240-5574 or via email at jchevalier@alpinecountyk.gov.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah. Us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Now for a look towards sports sponsored by Copper Top Barbecue, fueling local athletes and fans. Don't forget to visit coppertopbbq.com for great locals deals and skip the line perks. First up, Bishop Broncos Wrestling continues to make history. At the California State Wrestling Championship, senior Cano Graves delivered a strong performance and finished in the top 24, a first for Bishop. Across the state, only 40 wrestlers advanced to the competition. Cano put up a great fight and competed against talented past opponents, including the number 2 ranked wrestler in California. Although he ultimately lost the match, placing top 24 overall, he has much to be proud of. Head coach Brady Howell added, "I have had a great time coaching Cano these last couple of years. He really set the bar for Bishop Wrestling." In softball action, the Bishop Broncos varsity softball team came out swinging in their season opener, rolling to a 20-2 victory over Emmanuel Christian. Bishop's bats were productive from early on, and the Broncos jumped ahead to build a big lead. On the diamond, Bishop Broncos baseball faced a tough test against Burroughs, falling 12-2. Burroughs handled much of the offense and took control of the game, leaving the Broncos with a challenge to rebound in their upcoming matchups. That's your Broncos sports update. Remember, Copper Top Barbecue is your destination for great eats, local discounts, and skipping the line. Visit coppertopbbq.com and treat yourself after the next big game.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
It's shaping up to be a dynamic day on the hill at Mammoth Mountain. The base depth is holding at 76 inches with variable conditions across the mountain. There are 179 trails open with 24 lifts scheduled to spin, giving skiers and riders access to terrain across all 10 parks. Expect some cloud cover with skies forecast to clear as the day progresses, bringing plenty of sunshine by the afternoon. Winds are steady to start, but are expected to increase throughout the day, with strong gusts developing later on. Because of that, guests are encouraged to keep a close eye on lift status, as operations may be impacted as winds pick up. On the snow, Haven the Foggiest is skiing and riding well, especially in the early afternoon sun once the clouds clear out. That's your latest from Mammoth. Bundle up for the wind, watch those lift updates, and enjoy the turns. Let's take a look at your midweek forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Starting in Bishop, today looks sunny with mild daytime highs and cool overnight temperatures. Expect clear skies and light winds through the afternoon. Tomorrow stays mostly sunny and dry, with temperatures warming slightly during the day. Overnight lows remain chilly, so plan for cold early mornings. By Friday, we continue the dry pattern with sunshine and seasonable temperatures. Winds remain light, making for pleasant conditions across the Owens Valley. Now, up the hill in Mammoth Lakes. Today brings mostly sunny skies after any early clouds clear out. Daytime highs stay cool, and overnight lows will drop well below freezing. Tomorrow remains bright and dry with typical mountain conditions, crisp mornings, and comfortable afternoons in the sun. Friday continues the trend with sunshine and cool temperatures. Expect cold overnight lows and generally calm conditions heading into the weekend. Overall, we're looking at a stretch of dry, sunny weather from Wednesday through Friday. Great travel conditions, but cold starts each morning, especially in Mammoth. That's your midweek forecast. Stay warm early, enjoy the sunshine in the afternoon, and that's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Thanks again to today's sponsor, Faultline 395, for supporting local news and local style. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and stay connected throughout the week for updates as they happen. And if you haven't yet, there's still time to participate in the ESN Epic Eats poll for best pizza. Voting has been extended through March to ensure the most accurate, and drama-free result possible. Democracy is important, especially when cheese is involved. For all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, thanks for watching. Enjoy your evening. And if you're celebrating National Pound Cake Day, save us a slice.